This is really a reflection of not just current events, but I think it's fair to say that Troika straddles three generations of Russian music in exile and protest.
That's pianist Christopher O'Reilly. For their new release, he and cellist Matt Heimovitz began with a troika of Soviet-era composers.
The three big sonatas that we play, the Shostakovich, Prokofiev, and Rachmaninoff, are really the three big Russian works for cello and piano. We've loved those works for a long time for various reasons, and they each really approach the genre in different ways, so they complement each other, and they also share certain things in common. Of course, the lyrical writing on the cello and some of the irony in the Prokofiev and the Shostakovich.
They include shorter pieces by those composers, but also more recent popular music, including the Beatles' Back in the USSR and Cuckoo by Victor Choi. Heimovitz's six-year-old daughter helped him choose it, as he and O'Reilly were exploring Russian pop music.
She was mesmerized by this tune, and I can see why. It's a beautiful, beautiful tune. He's sort of the Leonard Cohen of Russian singer-songwriters.
They've also got an arrangement of a song by the politically charged band Pussy Riot.
It was very difficult to find something that would translate for cello and piano, because the music is not that lyrical. So when I came across Punk Prayer, I thought, okay, this works very well because it has that beautiful Russian Orthodox hymn that runs through it.
The Pussy Riot song that we recorded resulted in their imprisonment and subsequent death of one of their members. So this is stuff that's been going on for a long time.
Although to varying degrees, they say all the music on Troika is in some way responding to political pressure.
Either with the ironic subtext of Shostakovich's music, or Prokofiev having to deal with even this incredibly lyric piece in C major had to go through three cultural committees before it was allowed to be performed.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman.